The Lord be with you. Read from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to him and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. And he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. You notice that the first reading, the author cites Psalm 95. It's related to listening to the voice of God and not hardening our hearts. Sometimes people who are with goodwill, they're meditating and they say that they're praying, "I don't hear God speak to me." Well, I think you have to ask yourself, how do you think God speaks to you? Not all of you are St. Faustina. Okay? No, don't become jealous, you're not. Okay? Nor Teresa of Avila. Nor John Bosco. No. No offense, no. God would sometimes speak to them directly and they would hear his voice, but usually, for most people, God does not speak that way. But he speaks in other ways. So I'll go through different ways that God speaks to us. God is constantly speaking to us, but we don't know how to interpret his voice. That's the problem. He always speaks to us. Because God exists always, and God has a desire to have a constant communication with us. So how is he going to speak to us? Well, if you read the Bible, he speaks to us through the Bible. That's one of the most obvious ways that he speaks to us. Probably the best definition of the Bible I've ever heard is the Bible is the Word of God. Not a bad definition. So if you're reading the Word of God, God is speaking to you. In the Mass, when the Word of God is being read, God is speaking to you. When the Gospel is read, God is speaking to you. But we have to open up our ears. Open up our ears. Yesterday I taught a confirmation class. Two teachers were sick, so I had to bring together two classes of girls and teach them at the same time. And the class topic was God present to us in creation. And they asked the girls, is there anything in creation that seemed to captivate you? And they, I guess they were stunned. They never heard that question before. And I had to kind of tease it out. Isn't there anything in nature that kind of captivates you? Silence, no? Nothing at all? Silence. Well, if you're not going to speak, I'll speak, okay? Okay, you live in the city of LA. My parents happened to live in New Hampshire. Some of you ever been to New Hampshire? And have any of you ever been to New England? Have you ever heard of New England? You know, it's thousands of miles away, but it still is part of the country of the United States, believe it or not. No? It's another world. If you've ever been there, in the middle of October, it's called the foliage season. Maybe you've seen postcards, no? Maybe some of you have actually been there. Well, New York is close enough, right, Liz? No? It's not as beautiful as New England, but it's pretty beautiful. If you're upper state New York, Buffalo, no? And I told him, you know, what in nature captivates you most, that makes you think most about God? Silence. Well, I'll speak up then, okay? And I said to them, something that you're not going to see right now, and it's the sun. Can you see the sun now? Why not? You can hear the rain on the roof, right? But the sun is a beautiful image of God. He asked the girls, were you ever up at sunbreak when the sun is coming up in the morning? Sunrise? Beautiful. And that you see, God is artist. God is painter. God takes a paintbrush. And what does he do? Looks like God is painting a beautiful hue there on the horizon. You see orange, you see yellow, maybe a little bit of red and a mixture. Isn't that beautiful? Say, yes, Father. Yes. That makes us think about God, because behind the beauty of creation is the Creator Himself. Behind the artwork is the artist. Behind the building is the architect and the engineer. We call that three-letter word, God. We call that God. And then the sun rises. And the sun is circular. And it makes me think what I'm going to be lifting up in about 10 minutes. What's that? Can you call that the Son of God, literary license? No? The Son of God, S-U-N. You know, poets can actually spell the Son of God in that way, literary license, even though it's misspelled, right? The Son of God. So the sun rising at midday makes me think about the host that I lift up in the Mass, and what do we place on the altar afterwards? Not the monster, but the monstrance, right? Not monster, monstrance. And it looks kind of like a sun, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Hello, anyone home today? What does this look like? So in the middle, it's circular, but what do you have these? Looks like the sun rays, right? Hey, it's good to have a little bit of literary background. Look at the symbolism behind things that we look at, no? Not just look at the physical reality, but the spiritual depth behind the physical reality that we have before our eyes. Amen? And I gave the girls a basic lesson in physics 101, okay? Physics. Remember you studied that in 11th grade, physics, no? The sun is a star. It's a medium-sized star. Did you know that? The sun has two properties. What would they be? Light and heat. Basic physics. Light and heat. And that symbolizes what? The third person of the Trinity. Who is that? He came down on fire, right? Wasn't fire Pentecost? Wasn't that fire? Came down in fire. And what does the fire of the Holy Spirit do to our person? Our intellect and our will. It gives our intellect light. Light so that we can understand. Remember the gifts of the Holy Spirit? Understanding, knowledge gives us light. Study Thomas Aquinas. Light, and it gives us love. The two L's. Light and love. Can you say that? Light and love. That's what the fire of the Holy Spirit does. He gives us light in our minds. And that gives us consolation too. When you have light in your mind, that's part of consolation. We don't want to live in darkness, do we? And then fire in our hearts. See, I'm connecting this all to one image present in creation. And it's the sun. And I gave them one other idea. This is very poetic, so get on your poetic minds now. Once I was taking a walk in New Hampshire when I just had arrived, and it was like this. It was raining hard in New Hampshire. So the first day I took a walk, I was walking for about 4 or 5 miles, the hills of New Hampshire, and there was a patch of sunflowers. Sunflowers. Now I love the way the Hispanics say sunflowers. You know how it is in Spanish? It's girasol. No esperanza? Girasol. Tampoco, postesan tampoco, no, pero it's girasol, okay? Now, the verb is a reflexive verb. Do you know your grammar well? Reflexive verb? Girarse. Girarse means to turn towards. Sol. So girasol means to turn toward the sun. That's the interpretation in Spanish. Right, Yolanda? Si, padre. Okay? Turn toward the sun. So when I was walking in the patch of those sunflowers the first day, this is the way they looked. But then the sun came out when I arrived. Not because I arrived, but when I arrived. That would be pure egotism, right? So after a day, I walked the second day and I saw those sunflowers, they were like this. And they're telling the girls that you are human sunflowers. If you walk away from the Blessed Sacrament, if you draw close to the Blessed Sacrament and you receive the Blessed Sacrament, like the image? Not bad, huh? Not bad. So you are human sunflowers. The closer you get to the Blessed Sacrament, and the more you receive the Blessed Sacrament, the more you're going to be flourishing and rising up toward heaven. But if you walk away from the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, what's going to happen? Like a weeping willow, a New York tree, right? A weeping willow. So let's pray that we'll be able to hear the voice of God. Did you hear me? Be able to hear the voice of God and to be able to see the presence of God in the beauty of nature that surrounds us. Amen.